A few weeks ago, we spoke to Kate Evans in our expert feature about feijoas. Kate's a freelance journalist who has become passionate about the fruit, and she is now in her absolute element. She's at the Festival de la Feijoa in Tipasosa, Colombia, and it's her first stop as part of a three-week-long research trip for her book all about the fruit. She joins us now. Hello there.
Muy bien, Jesse. That was good pronunciation.
You made it. I'm so happy for you.
I made it. It's amazing. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background.
I can.
There's a couple of guys with some really weird guitars with two necks on them, and they are definitely singing breakup songs.
Give us sorry about the delay. Hey, give us the background. How did you end up there, and what's your interest?
So about 5 years ago, I found out that the Festival de la Feijoa in Colombia existed, and I just was in love with that idea, being a feijoa lover myself. And kind of over those 5 years, I've seemed to have started working on a book about the feijoa, all different aspects of it. And so I received some grants from Creative New Zealand and the Winston Churchill Fellowship to travel here to Colombia, and then I'm going to France and Berlin as well next week.
And a quick note on why Colombia is the home of the Festival de la Feijoa.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Just like us, the feijoa arrived a similar time about a century ago, and somehow people here fell in love with it the way that we did. But I think we're the only two countries that really love it in the same way. And this little town, for some reason, everybody seemed to have a plant in their backyard, and they're really into their little small-town festivals here. And so 32 years ago, they created the first festival of the feijoa, and it's been going strong ever since.
Do you think we need to get some sort of sister city arrangement happening here?
Yes, that would be great. It's such a cute town as well. So we're about 2,300 metres above sea level. There's about 1,000 people living here, but it's got this amazing, massive central colonial square with a big church at one end. And so they've got all these stores set up and selling all kinds of feijoa products, mainly involving a lot of sugar. And then this stage where lots of different folkloric bands are playing from around the region, and all of these kids dance troupes are in these amazing colourful costumes are performing. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, so this is technically a research trip. Are you getting much out of it on the sort of academic front?
Oh, well, I mean, it's not an academic book. It's a book for everybody. It's more about culture and story and people and history and science and all those things. So this one definitely ticks the kind of cultural and personalities boxes. It's a pretty fascinating little town with all the politics as well that you'd expect in a small town. And the best thing that I got to do, I have to tell you, I got to be the judge of the feijoa desserts competition.
Great.
Pretty much my dream job.
Hard to beat a feijoa crumble, Kate.
I know. Well, these were very dramatic. The presentation was amazing. And very elaborate, lots of different parts. But I did also cook a feijoa crumble in front of the crowds yesterday, and people took notes and asked lots of questions and thought that apple and feijoa was a really weird combination, which seems funny to us. But yeah, they eat the skins here. They eat the whole thing.
I know people who eat feijoa skins. Yeah, it's not unheard
apparently,
of here.
Apparently all the best parts, all the, you know, the parts that are good for you are in the skins, but I need to do some more research on that.
And do they taste the same over there as they do here?
Pretty much. Like, I normally like them a little bit on the unripe side, and I've been eating those ones here and they're a bit too bitter, so I think there is some slight difference. I mean, it's obviously a pretty different climate. We're right at the equator. They have two seasons a year in June and December. But I went to a bunch of cultivations, like orchards, with a grower. And if they prune them in the right way, they get fruit all year round because there's no seasons. Basically, they call it, when it's sunny, they call it summer, and when it's rainy, they call it winter.
Uh-huh, cool. What's the drink of choice there at the Festival de la Feijoa?
People keep offering me aguardiente, which is like a kind of anise-flavoured liquor. And the chef of this restaurant called Tierra de Feijoa, Feijoa Land, he's making a chicha, which is like a kind of fermented maize Fijoa drink, but I haven't managed to try that yet. But I was just offering around a bottle of Los Lorien sparkling Fijoa wine that I brought over from New Zealand, and people seem to be into that.
Yeah, are you feeling like a bit of a celebrity there?
A little bit. I am getting paraded around town, getting introduced to people. They're pretty fascinated that someone would come all the way from New Zealand to go to the Fijoa Festival, but they're pretty stoked about it too. In fact, in about 5 minutes, I have to walk the green carpet. They're going to do some kind of omenaje, which I guess is like a homage to some guy who was instrumental in setting up the festival but passed away a year ago, and me, the writer from New Zealand.
Wow.
I'm not sure what I have to do. Just kind of like walk the green carpet, I guess. Hopefully I don't have to speak.
It's really exciting, Kate. I love that this kind of interest of yours that turned into a passion has now taken you to somewhere that you would never otherwise be, right?
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing about it. Like, I've automatically got something in common with these people that I otherwise would never have found. But we have this shared passion, and I get to go to this tiny town and meet all of these fascinating characters that live here.
Is the guava moth, a big deal in Colombia?
Actually, they have a fruit fly that's just arrived a couple of years ago. I think it's a European pest. Mm. And here, if you let your fruit fall onto the ground, they'll give you a fine. You have to pick up all the fruit because they're worried that it will spread the fruit fly. So quite a lot of people actually cut down their Fijoa trees in their back gardens because it was too much work to pick up the fruit, which is a bit sad.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine.
As per last time when we were talking to you, people are writing in with their Fijoa anecdotes, and I just want to make sure, have you got this one? Tessa says, is there Fijoa vodka there? And by the way, do you know the story about the 42 Below vodka guy who couldn't get the vodka approved in the USA because the FDA stated categorically that Fijoas didn't exist?
No, but that's awesome.
Okay.
I shall have to look that one up. No, they don't have Fijoa vodka. They have this weird thing called sabajon, which is kind of like a Bailey's, like a cream that involves egg yolks and milk and like pure alcohol and Fijoas, which I haven't been game enough to try yet, but I think later tonight that might happen.
Malcolm says Fijoas can be frozen whole, raw, and then to make a crumble, put the frozen ones in a dish and microwave till the skins turn yellow and then mash up the skins and all and add the topping.
Wow.
This is like such an expensive toll call to be sharing Fijoa recipes. You go on.
Yeah. I have a Colombian fan who's been following me on social media who came to the festival to meet me. He was my fellow judge in the sweets competition, and he gave me his recipe for like Fijoa milkshake, which basically just involves cutting up Fijoas whole, putting them in a blender, adding milk and some sugar, and then blitzing it. And it's surprisingly delicious. You can get them everywhere here, and I'm addicted.
Great.
Really good.
Well, listen, you've already had your Monday expert segment, so we better leave it there, Kate. I'm so pleased to be chatting to you. And for people who want to follow your adventures, you're on Instagram, hey?
Yeah, Instagram, Fijoa Fellowship, and on Facebook too. It's basically the same content.
Okay, nice to chat to you.
I'm going to go and walk the green carpet.
Yes, enjoy.
Thanks, Jessie. See ya.
Kate Evans representing New Zealand well at the Fijoa Festival in Colombia.